Well, it would have DeSoto or somebody. It would have been. Which one? I don't care to call right now. That's been years back.
Well, Joe, what was what part of the? In other words, what was it? Was it a lake or was it an area where one thing flowed into another?
Most of it, that's crazy when it's during the flood, I think, just when the Mississippi River cut that through there. See?
You don't remember the flood, did you?
No, I was born in 31. Flood was in 27.
Yeah. That's right, the big one.
Yeah.
Y'all had any high water since then? I think you had it a couple of years ago. A
couple of years ago, it got it real high, but this lake got real high and it went back into the farmland across the lake. See, it's lower than it is over here.
Yeah.
And during the flood, it wasn't any water right here where my house is.
There wasn't?
No.
They told me it was coming in over in the town.
Well, sure, it's lower across the lake than it is over here. The land level is lower.
Yeah, come to think of it, you're right. Y'all are a little higher here than y'all are.
Now, the water would be back in these low places through the ditches and come in and get to low places back out there, see? But right here where the house seat is, it wasn't any water.
They usually, if you got places that you have to maybe plow late in the spring, or I noticed Alec turning up land over there. Can y'all plow most of your land this time of year?
Do you? No, your heavy buckshot land, you can't do it.
Yeah. So you do it mostly in, do you do it in the spring or later on?
Just any time it's dry enough. You have to have about 3 weeks of dry weather on some land the way you could work it good.
Uh-huh. Do you have any land that maybe gets water on it late in the spring and you got to wait a while to get it off or wait till you plant it?
Not very much, not on ours. But there's a lot of it around here in the county. Yes, sir.
That's that.
I have seen the lake get up and get over land right across from Ditch Bow down here. See, the lake gets so high and the bow won't hold it, and it just floods out into the land, the lowland, just acres of it.
Well, Ditch Bow was cut then. Now, it was man-made.
That's right. It goes on down toward Louisiana.
What I want to ask you was, do you have places in the sort of the low, you know, low places that maybe in the woods, fill up and then?
Yeah, we got a lot of. That's what I was referring to.
That's in the woods.
In the woods, but what they've about to clear most of the woods now.
Yeah.
For what it used to be.
And do you ever tell me about when you were younger? Did y'all have a lot here? Or a lot of
woodland?
Yeah.
It was all woodland back here. All woodland. I lived right here and stayed 10 years without going back 2 miles. It was solid woods.
To chop wood?
Just a few. I never did get in a wood chopping. That was right before me.
Really?
In other words, yeah.
Y'all didn't have fire.
I remember. Ones? I've hauled many sticks of it, but I never did chop it. Oh, yeah, we had cook stove, wood cook stove, and heaters.
Stoves?
Yes, sir. They used to light them every morning. That was one of my jobs when I got on school, haul wood.
No kid?
That's right.
Okay, let me ask you about that. What sort of wood did you cut? In other words, did y'all have?
They claim oak wood for fireplaces and ash wood for cook stoves.
What would you start the fire with usually?
I missed most of that.
Yeah.
My mother did most of it.
Yeah. Did y'all have that kind of wood, you know, that was light enough that you could just...
Yeah, you'd get light wood. I mean, well, you get small sticks and mix it with the others. See, we cut it in pieces about like that. So you fit it in the heaters.
Yeah.
Most of it was wood heaters.